Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One guy that the Rangers are believed to really like is Paterka. And, you know, the Sabres have made it very clear they're not that interested in trading him. They prefer not to do it. And so then, you know, Buffalo has a ton of cap space. So you're looking at that and you're saying, well, in theory, they could match no problem. But if you're serious about it, what do you do to try to make that harder? And I just want to say, like, I'm using this as an example. The whole thing with offer sheets, like, there are some teams that are vulnerable cap-wise. There's some teams that aren't. But if you're going to attack a team that's not vulnerable, then you have to try to do something that will make them say, ugh, this is really going to hurt us.
Elliot Friedman on Paterka and the Rangers. Is that this 32 Thoughts podcast? No, that would be a radio interview somewhere. So that's Friedman. 590, the fan. So that is a lot of what you've already heard about Paterka, the Rangers. That's not new. There were reports at the deadline from two different reporters, Frank Cervelli and Renaud Lavoie, that the Rangers were even in advanced talks about Paterka, and maybe that was exaggerated, but we know the Rangers want him, and we know there's been constant smoke about Paterka. So, you know, like, here we go into the summer. It's June 13th, U.S. Open, Father's Day weekend. Good morning, by the way. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy ducking out for this hour. Paterka is probably the Paterka and Byram are the next two things, I think, to happen around here to see what are they going to do. The Bills are off until training camp, so we're waiting around for that and hope that, you know, knock on wood, hope nobody gets injured in the meantime. So the Sabres offseason, I think, begins there. What everyone's saying, they're going to be aggressive, and they will, at least they want to be aggressive. And here they bring in Jarmo Kekalainen, who's been aggressive as a GM in the past. So we'll get to free agency and them making acquisitions. But I think it starts with what is the plan with those two. Because Byram, I think, is definitely on the way out. But Paterka is kind of a tough nut to crack because You wouldn't want to trade him. He's super young, exciting player, scores. Last year developed a lot as a playmaker. He is a good story for your draft, right? Like that's Kevin Adams' first draft. Like right now, if you were to look back on the Sabres draft history under Kevin Adams, which begins with that 2020 draft with Quinn and then Paterka, he is easily, I don't even know who would be second. He is easily Kevin Adams' best draft pick. Round two guy that is a 25 plus goal scorer, 60 plus points, and he's still only at this age. Quinn's not a good draft pick. Power is an easy draft pick. It's first overall. Roseanne's not a good draft pick. There's nobody outside the first round from those drafts yet. Kulik is probably going to be second. Right now, you'd probably say that's the second best one. Maybe Benson at 13. But it's Paterka because of the round and how good he is. So, hey, you did it. You nailed one of them. And, oh, you might have to kiss it goodbye because we don't know how motivated he is to stay long term. I don't know. But when I look at the Paterka situation, it wouldn't stun me if it was just enough on different levels to go, okay, this is a good offer, let's move him. And it would have to be though a combination of any idea that he doesn't want to be here long term. First off, that would have to be real. That would have to be real. And then the second part of it, I do think the Sabres would have to have some motivation to punt on leverage, which they have. They have tons of leverage on a player that won't be an unrestricted free agent for several more years. He's an RFA. Okay, you don't want to sign a long-term deal, but I can do a bridge deal, and you can't really do anything about it other than sign an offer sheet, and I can just match that if I really want to. So the Sabres have leverage. For them to punt on that leverage, I think there'd have to be some desire from them to want to use him to change out a one-dimensional, a very good one-dimensional offensive player for a more, you know, complete 60-foot player that is going to give you more elements of his game. Without that, I don't think he gets moved. But maybe they have that desire. And then there's what the contract, how big it will be in the first place. Because if you sign him right now, I mean, what, $7, $8 million? Like, that's probably a big chunk of change.
I actually did some work on this a couple weeks ago, just thinking about Paterka and the comparables for a contract for a guy that's sort of in a similar spot in his career. And the first name I really came up with was Willie Nylander in Toronto. Not his most recent deal, which is like 11.5. Like, that's obviously well out of the realm of reality for Paterka right now. But when Nylander signed his first deal, I don't know if anybody remembers, it was a big, like, he held out until December. It was a big, long battle. He had been about where Paterka is in his timeline. He had a couple years in the league pro, pretty good. I think Paterka last year scored 61 points in 71 games.
And that was his high, that was Nylander's high until his, what, seventh season in the league?
Exactly. Yeah. So Nylander has had very similar production numbers and very similar, I think, built like player archetype. Offensive dynamo, not always necessarily responsible or effective in their own zone. Maybe some questions about attitude or effort at times.
Not a big guy, so you're not getting much of a physical element.
I think there's a lot of very strong comparables between these two players. When Nylander signed that deal, it was in it would have been 6 years for $7.51 million, okay, which at the time was roughly 10% of the cap.
Okay.
Now, we want to talk about roughly 10% of the cap today for the Sabres.
It's going to be nine.
$9.5 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. I think he would have a defense. Like, if I were, what you just did is exactly what Paterka's agent should do.
100%, yeah.
Should take that example, which is pretty close to the same, and say, this is the amount of money that my client should get. But we don't think there's a way he's getting $9.5 million, right?
I can't. Unless it's maybe on an eight-year deal, and they must love him at that point. Because you have to believe then that Paterka can become what Nylander's become, which is a superstar offensive force that will show up and makes things happen on his own, individually, and has improved. You know, there's still some bad video out there from Nylander, but his defensive game and effort has improved, you know, noticeably if that gets him to league average, then great, because the offensive production, you know, drags the rest of that profile up. So I don't think I see a world where the Sabres decide to give him that much money. It just feels like that's a big bet. I believe in Paterka, and I think he probably could be that kind of player. But I think you need to see a little more of that before you sign into that contract. And not lost in this is the steps that Nylander took to get that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like he held out, he was in Switzerland or Sweden for half the season.
Right. Yeah.
And that's like that probably drove it up, whatever that could be. $500,000, great. But that matters too. I don't think Paterka's gonna get nuclear like that here.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I would guess he wouldn't also, because you only see a couple of guys that have ever really done it to that extent.
Right.
One of them was here. I mean, Michael Pekka held out the entire season, I believe. Right. So it's not like it's never happened, but it is rare. Is Paterka the type? I don't know. I don't know enough about him, but could he say, I don't know if he could play because he's an RFA, but could he go, like, I'm just going to go hang out in Germany. You let me know what you want to do.
Yeah.
I'll wait until you decide that I'm worth the $9.5 million, or you could trade me.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the type to take it to that extreme. From the Sabres standpoint, man, a contract like that, you got to decide if that guy is an integral part of your core. And there is an argument that maybe he should be. I guess I don't really. Again, there's a lot of confusion in interesting questions, I think, about what his contract would look like, what his future is, and what the Sabres think of him.
Yeah.
Because I know they think he's a good player, but do they see him as an integral member of the core in the way that they certainly feel that way about Dahlin, they feel that way about Tage, and they certainly feel that Power is going to at least grow into that because they already paid him to.
Right.
Everybody else, I think it's at least a little bit up in the air. And I would include Paterka in that. Tuck, by the way, I think they would say they want him to be a part of that. He's just not under contract
yet.
It's just
up to him.
So, like, what do they think of Paterka for that? Are they not sure yet? Because that the contract, a contract like that, you're making him the second highest paid player on the team.
Right.
If you do that. And your most highly paid forward by a significant margin. So you better have a very high opinion of him as a hockey player. Sounds like Friedman thinks the Rangers do. So, I don't know. If he wants to go to a big city and the Sabres are on the fence about him as a player because you only really do get the offense. By the way, like, for how true that is, you are getting positive results. But, like, if you look into some of the numbers last year, when Paterka's on the ice for the Sabres last season, and just this is just even strength only, because it wouldn't be fair to include power play for him when he never penalty kills.
Right.
So just an even strength. The score when Paterka's on the ice last year for the Sabres is 71-60. Okay? Pretty good.
Yeah.
Winning. Plus 11 goal differential when he's on the ice. By percentage, that's one of the best Sabres on the team. Dahlin is like the only one that is way above everybody else for that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But, like 60 goals given up in his amount of ice time, that's one of the highest rates on the Sabres. It is the highest rate of any of their forwards. And if you look at, like, just to compare him to, you know, Thompson, for instance, or whoever, if you look at shots when Paterka's on the ice last year, when he's out there, it's 499 for the Sabres, it's 544 for the opponent. Tage, for instance, it's 523 to 497.
Yeah,
he's on the ice less than Tage.
And gets way more done against.
The other team is getting a good amount more of shooting and shot attempts and goals when he's out there on the ice. That doesn't mean it's bad. I told you the score.
Right.
It just means it's a fast pace. It's high event hockey, kind of back and forth, which do they want to play that way? It sounds a lot like the type of thing they've tried to go away from since Don Granato employed that style and they missed the playoffs by 1 point.
I think that is the biggest question about what they believe with Paterka is what do they want to be? Do they want to lean into that, which got them the closest to the playoffs that we've seen? Or are they going to stick with what we saw a little bit more last year and being a little more conservative? Because if you want to become a stingier, more difficult to play against sort of an operation,
yeah,
Paterka is not a core piece of a team like that. I think he is the core piece of a team like Toronto that is a high octane, everything's about outscore and just go out there and make plays. I think it all comes down to philosophy about what they think is going to get them where they want
to
go.
And it's one thing to have a guy like that on your team, because I could have a guy like that on my team and still employ a certain style and have him be valuable. But it's another thing when I've got to now commit
to eight years, a lot of money, $9.5 million,
and a big contract. So, like, wow, we got the U.S. Open on in here, by the way, not to sidetrack, but Scottie Scheffler almost just broke his ankle.
Oh, boy.
Like, he fell on it after his drive. Anyways, so, but back on Paterka, the reason I question them wanting to pay him long-term like that is this chase that they've had for 2 years now, at least how they talk and their actions spoke to this at least for one of the last 2 years, of, scoring's not enough. We can't just be this up and down the ice, scoring a lot of goals type of team. Because, listen, in 22-23, they were one of the best scoring teams in the league. Last year, they were a good scoring team.
Right.
And that surprised me. The reason I thought they would miss last year was because I thought they weren't going to be able to score goals. I was wrong. They did score goals. They couldn't defend.
Yeah, they couldn't keep the puck out of the net.
And the goaltending, too.
Yeah.
But that was true 3 years ago, and there have been moves made, and there have been words said that point to we can't win in the league that way. And that's debatable. There are teams that do win that way.
Right.
But I think it's pretty easy to see the Sabres would like to be a better team, a more responsible team, a more mature type of team in their game style and maybe even in their roster build. And accomplishing that, I don't know if giving J.J. Paterka $8+ million lines up with their desire to kind of become that style of a hockey team.
Yep. I think you have to work with what is available to you, and that's not just on your roster, but that, like, what's available to you in moves you can make, trades, draft, whatever. I think that you need to be able to self-identify the talent that you have on a roster and recognize what will play favorably to that roster. Because every team is built differently. You draft guys, and sometimes they don't turn into the players you think they're going to turn into. Sometimes a guy that you think is going to be an offensive force ends up growing and puts on some weight, and they become a defensive stalwart. So you can't always dictate as a team builder, coach, GM, whatever, what your players turn into. And you have to decide whether you want to change the players mm-hmm. out to fit what you want to do systematically
yep.
and stylistically, or you have to figure out whether you have to change your system to match the talent that you have. I think in Buffalo, where it's a little more difficult to swap those players out, it might be more important to be able to adapt and to recognize we've got this many guys that can effectively play this style, so let's find mm-hmm. a way to maximize that. I think that's the direction that they need to really go in, where they need to be able to self-scout and go, all right, with Paterka, do we want to keep him? Is there somebody out there that we can get that fits better into the style that we want to play,
right.
strategy that we want to employ? And I don't think you can force either side of that equation either way.
Well, and right, and like, and I also want to make clear, like, I don't think I also would move him. Like, I would probably sign him to a bridge deal, and I would let this draw out a little bit longer and let him continue to play for me. But like, all this talk of like whether they'd want to, I'm sure they don't. I mean, there was a report that they don't want to trade Paterka, but it's not just in a vacuum of, well, we just want to trade him to trade him. It's, would you want to trade him if you've got a team or a couple of teams out there that are like, love the guy.
Yeah, willing to overpay and give you something sure. that you want to plug into your you know,
because like we're talking. Right, it's not Paterka versus, it's not having Paterka versus not having Paterka. It's having Paterka versus, oh, the Rangers want to give me, and that's right. where you got to fill it in. They want to give me Keandre Miller. They want to give me another valuable player, but a different type of player.
Right.
Like that. That's what the question is. And for that, I think it is up for debate. And I think it is. I don't know where I lean. I know how I feel about what they're going to do with Byram and what they should do with Byram. If I had to bet right now, I would bet he doesn't play another game for the Sabres.
I totally agree.
Paterka, I probably bet he does, but I wouldn't feel super strong about it.
No.
So, you know, he's because a good player.
At some point, we all are frustrated by their situation. And everybody always is demanding, gotta do something.
This isn't the something usually that people
right.
would want.
Yeah. This is, but like, sometimes you gotta make a concession and realize, like, sometimes you're gonna have to move a guy you maybe don't wanna move. And that'll hurt, but can it help?
But that's where I think I would still bet that they don't do that right now, even if both sides aren't sure about a long-term deal, because you're not really in a rush.
Right.
Like, I know
there's no clock here.
Yeah, he doesn't have a contract. The only thing that puts a clock on it is somebody offer sheets him. And right. as we kind of laid out, and Friedman laid out, like, some teams don't like doing it. Other teams don't have the picks to do it. The Rangers don't right. have really, I don't think, much ability to offer sheet Paterka. And, okay, we had a rumor earlier in the day about Calgary likes Paterka. He's going to want to go to Calgary?
I doubt it.
Why does he see... I mean, not to say the Sabres situation is maybe better, but it's not like Calgary is a... You're going to a small Canadian town, so you're not really upgrading if you're looking for a big city type of lifestyle.
Right.
If you're even looking for that. And then competitiveness, going to a winner. I mean, sure, they made the playoffs more recently. They're not some model of winning, though. So, I don't know. He's got to sign the offer sheet, too.
Right.
And... That's a team. They have the picks to do it, but I don't know. I think he probably plays for the Sabres this year on a short-term deal. That would be my guess right now, and he'll probably play really well, and we'll see what type of jump he takes. Does he take the Nylander jump earlier than Nylander did? Nylander, as you compare their contracts and where they are at this point in their careers, Willie Nylander, who's become a 40-goal scorer, I think 3 years in a row.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, 3 years in a row scoring 40 goals, 4 years in a row putting up 80 points. He did not do that until he was 25 years old. His sixth year in the league before he put up numbers like that. Before, as we talked about, his career high was 61.
Right, which if Paterka's already passed this year.
And if Paterka goes a couple years earlier than Nylander and he has a year, which I do think is possible, of 40 goals or 80 points... You know, that's a 12-point increase, and they make the playoffs, then he's on the team.
Yeah.
And they're going to pay him a huge amount
Massive.
Of money.
Yeah.
if he has that season and they miss the playoffs, you might say the same thing. But it to me is, let's go one more year. Let's see how it goes for both the team and for you. And then, with still having multiple years until we lose your rights, then we'll start to figure something out.
I think that's the most likely scenario, too, where they don't make a rush decision on a player that they don't need to rush with.
Yep.
He's a good player. You have him now.
That I still think everyone's open to him being a great player.
I
maybe you would even say there's an argument. There are some numbers that you could look at that say he is a great player already.
I think that
he's
not
good in his own end.
A talent that could be, I'd say that he could be as impactful and important to the Sabres as Tage is at some point if he puts it all together. I know that might sound crazy, but offensive talent wise, that kid can play. He makes things happen. He creates space. We saw his playmaking really take a step this year. He's always had the ability to finish. I think that he is a Willie Nylander-level talent. It's whether he can be insulated with players around him and whether he does the things he needs to do to reach that sort of maximum potential. But I think it's absolutely in there for him.
803-0550 is the phone number. If you've got a thought on this, there was a Bills comment we had a little bit earlier relating them to fantasy that I wanted to get to. It's not really a fantasy point. It's more about, you know, some of the guys that have had some good springs for the Bills. Good spring season as we wait about a month here until a little more than a month till training camp. It's a Friday. It's Father's Day weekend. U.S. Open is on. Scheffler did not break his ankle. If you go watch this video, if you find it, you can't believe his ankle doesn't. All of his foot is on its side, and like his whole body weight is then on it. Oh, man. He's got a weird driver swing. U.S. Open continues. Koepka bogeyed, so he is now two shots back of the lead. 803-0550, the phone number on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.